And most of his movies consisted of, it'd start out with Sabu riding through the jungle on the back of this elephant, and he'd be on his way to tell some Maharaja that some kind of trouble was coming. I saw, it didn't matter, man. The next movie I saw was Sabu riding off in a different direction through the jungle with the same elephant, but going to tell a different Maharaja that different kind of trouble was coming. The only time I ever saw a different plot was there was a white woman in the jungle once, and that changed the whole story around. This song is about a movie that Sabu made that wasn't making much money, and the people that made the movie were kind of disappointed in it, and they thought they had the scheme worked out that if they sent Sabu on a promotional tour, it might help the movie. So they wanted to send him to the middle of the... They wanted to send him to the Midwest in the middle of the wintertime to ride his elephant around in shopping centers and wave to all the kids. They figured that the kids might be the first time they ever saw a live elephant, and they'd ask, who's the guy sitting on the elephant's back? And they'd say, Sabu. And they'd say, well, I want to see one of his movies. And they'd go home and hit mama for a quarter. You know, it's just that easy. You know. Now, Sabu had never been anywhere but India and the Sunset Marquee in Hollywood. There's only two places he'd ever been. The song is titled Sabu Visits the Twin Cities Alone. Wasn't really doing so hot, said the new producer to the old big shot. It's dying on the edge of the great Midwest. Sabu must tour or forever rest. Hey, look, Ma, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south towards Illinois from the jungles of East St. Paul. His manager sat in the office alone, staring at the numbers on the telephone, wondering how a man could send a child actor to visit in the land of the windchill factor. Hey, look, Ma, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south towards Illinois from the jungles of East St. Paul. Sabu was sad, the whole tour stunk. The airlines lost the elephant's trunk. The roadie got the rabies and the scabies and the flu. They was low on morale, but they was high on. Hey, look, Ma, here comes the elephant boy, bundled all up in his corduroy, headed down south towards Illinois from the jungles of East St. Paul. From the jungles of East St. Paul. From the jungles of East St. Paul. Thank you. Sabu's family thanks you, too.
Hey, Robbie!
It's, I know the names of the songs already. I wrote them. There's a song here comes from a story my grandfather told me once. Me and him were crossing this river on a car ferry, and I had never seen a car ferry before, so I was asking him about it, and he got to tell me about them and said that there was another one up the river a ways that was a real dangerous one to get on to the ferry. He said you had to pull your car up to the top of this real steep incline and get out of your car and look down and see if the ferry was on your side of the river or not. Because if it wasn't and your brakes wasn't really excellent, he said, then you'd just keep on going right down into the river. He said there was this family went out for a Sunday drive once, and nobody ever saw them again. The local authorities searched that particular section of the river for 2 or 3 days, and it was a pretty deep section of the river, and they didn't really have the equipment to go all the way down, so they just put on the police report that it was a bottomless part of the river. I figured if it was bottomless, then that must mean that they're still falling today. If they got their windows rolled up tight enough, they're probably listening to us on the radio tonight. The song here is called The Bottomless Lake, because when I went to write the song, a whole lot of things rhyme with lake, and not a whole lot of things rhyme with river. It's all water, you know. Here's the story of a man and his family and a big trip that they took. I heard all about it in a restaurant, and I read it in a history book. They rented a car at the Erie Canal, but the car didn't have no brake. Said Macha Pie, my God, this car is gonna fall into the bottomless lake. Mama turned to Daddy with a pale face, said I've done something horribly wrong. The water's still running in the bathtub, and I think I left the kitchen light on. Then I heard a crash, the car went splash, and the compass rolled around and around. Oh, for heaven's sake, we fell in a lake, and I think we're all gonna drown. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. There was plenty of food in the back seat, and the windows were rolled up tight. So we all nibbled on a chicken leg and told stories way through the night. Pa told one that he told before, and the baby got a bellyache. Says Ma to Pa, my God, this car is falling down the bottomless lake. We are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. This ain't a dance. Not just yet. Papa played the music on the radio. Mama rocked the baby to sleep. He said he would have taken the other road, but he didn't think the lake was that deep. If the ferry'd been there at the end of the pier, we'd be halfway to Uncle Jake's. Instead of looking at fish out the window, I wish we'd hit the bottom of the bottomless lake. Instead of looking at fish out the window, I wish we'd hit the bottom of the bottomless lake. Oh, we are falling down, down to the bottom of a hole in the ground. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. I'm so scared I can hardly breathe. I may never see my sweetheart again. So if you're ever going on a big trip, you better be careful out there. Study everything on your good foot. Wear clean underwear. Take along a Bible in the back seat. Read of David and of Solomon. For if you make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweethearts again. If you should make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweethearts again. If you should make a mistake in the bottomless lake, you may never see your sweethearts again. We've been out running around the country now for about 6 weeks, and just before I left home in Chicago to come out on this tour, I ran into an old friend of mine that I haven't seen in a long time. He's a fellow I grew up with. We hung out together from the time we were about 6 years old until we both got drafted when we were 18. And about five other friends of ours got drafted with us, all within about a month of each other. This was like in the early part of 66. And they sent some of us to Germany and some of us to Nam. And we all got split up. And we all got out within a couple months of each other in 68. And I got back together. You know, we used to hang out at this little lounge called the El Morocco, where you had to be under 21 to get in, you know. And we got together again after we all got out of the Army, but everybody had just changed just a little bit because when they got out, they kind of looked like they got hit in the face with a pie or something. And we just went our separate directions, and this real good friend of mine, I never heard much from him after that. Somebody told me that he went out to Colorado for a while, and then I heard that he got mixed up in a armed robbery in New Mexico and gotten killed, but I just kind of knew that wasn't true, because somebody you know real well, if somebody tells you they're dead, you kind of know where they are or not. And I still thought he might show up somewhere. So I was singing in New Orleans last year, and he saw, how about Joliet? I was singing in New Orleans, and he saw my name up, I guess, on a sign. It's one of the good things about the job. And come on backstage, and I took him back to Chicago with me, and we just sat around all week, drank beer, and told each other a bunch of lies, you know. And it was, you know, good to see him. We got to talking about some of the guys we used to hang out with, and we gave him a call, and only about half of them are left, because some of them got into some real crazy stuff, and they're not around anymore. And just the guys I got to see, though, it was kind of a nice feeling to know that some of the people you chose as friends when you were 10 or 11 years old turned out to be pretty nice people. You weren't that wrong as a child, you know. You like that, Allison? Howard? Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain, and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he'd lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in Daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's Welcome Home didn't last too long. He went to work when he'd spent his last dime. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeling for $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins like 1,000 railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose, while the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes. There's a hole in daddy's eye where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, and there was nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on the G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's eye where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios.
Thank you.
This here is a tune called That's the Way That the World Goes Round.
Thank you.
toes when I really hit her boot. The water all froze, I got stuck in the ice without my clothes, naked as the eyes of a clam. I was crying, I skis, whooping and croak when I sunk up through the window. The ice all broke. I stood up and laughed, thought it was a joke. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water, and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. The next you're down, it's a half an inch of water, and you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round.
John Prine, live from the Bottom Line in New York at WNEW-FM, Metromedia Stereo in New York.
There's a song here about a fella and his wife. He's a real nice guy, and she's a real nice girl. She's got a whole bunch of friends, thinks she's the best gal in the world. When they get together as a couple, they kind of form a third personality, and nobody can ever stand them. You know? I guess it's called love. It's called There She Goes. Hey, there she goes. Well, I thought she'd never leave. Hello, no. You know, it sure gives me the creeps. You know, when love and a woman to the cow of a hat. Walking down the street, I suppose. The next fellow that she meets should have been examined by X-ray machine so he can see all those pictures that I already seen. Just so he knows. Hey, 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 there's good. Yeah, there's good. Yeah, there must be something somewhere that makes me wanna hurt myself. We were regular Dr. Jekyll, but together we were a Mr. and Mrs. Hyde. What a rough, rough ride. Hey, there she goes. She's a walking out on me with all her clothes. Looking fine as she could be. Well, I seen her run down at the courthouse. I was sober as a judge. We tried to talk things over, but the grudge wouldn't budge. She said, adios. Hey, 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 there she goes. Yeah, there she goes. Well, it must be something somewhere that makes me wanna hurt myself inside. Yeah, we were regular Dr.
Dr. Jekylls, but together we were Mr. and Mrs. Hyde. You know, it sure is me the queen. You know, when love and a woman, power of a hat, you both got diamond fingers. Good eye, it's up tight, then it came to blow. Hey, 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 there she goes. Hey, there she goes. Hey, there she goes. Hey, there she goes. Last night I had a dream. Everything was black and white and smelled like gasoline. We stood in the corner and I held you tight. I kissed your mouth till my head got a light. Last night when I had a dream, I had a dream. Last night I had a dream. Birds were flying left and right through the light of a movie screen. Everyone was looking for something to do. I even thought I had a chance with you. Last night when I had the dream. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. 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 For something to do, I even thought I had a chance with you last night when I had a dream. Your mouth from my head got a light. Last night when I had, last night when I had, last night when I had the dream.
A song about a fellow that has an argument with his wife and he takes off to get drunk and ends up down in Chinatown just because the bars are so colorful. He ends up drinking so much he starts abusing himself and everybody around him. It's called Down in a Chinatown. Oh yeah.
Yellow moon is yellow and the people are too. They roll the eggs on a barbecue. I was feeling kind of cocky with a head full of snacky. Down in a town. There was dragons black out down for the storm. Dead fishes laying on the floor. Got a sideways hit from a slant I took. Down in a town. It was suddenly, whoa, suddenly, whoa, whoa. Yes, sir. And all the sort of bubbles so sweet. Got a sugar rush, take a nigga blood. Down in a Chinatown. Oh.
suddenly, yes, suddenly. Whoa, whoa. The moon is yellow and the people are too. They roll the eggs on a barbecue. I was feeling kind of cocky with a head full of sake. Down in a channel town. Got a sideways hickey from a slant eyed chicken. Down in a channel town. Down in a channel town. Hey, down in a channel town.
Tried over the years, like sit down with some people and co-write some songs. Well, you usually don't have too much luck. You're usually just kind of helping somebody out with their idea, or they're helping you out with your ideas. It's not really a co-writing or writing a song together. You know, I find a fellow I like to write songs with a whole lot, but he's very difficult to talk to. There's a song I wrote with Phil Spector. It's called "If You Don't Want My Love."
Mm-hmm.
These last three songs all started out one way. This guy got up one morning and said, I think that you better find yourself another man. I think you better try to find another man. Find someone who loves you. Do the best that you can. Stop none of that grieving. 'Cause this time I'm leaving. Packing up my suitcase. Try to find another man. When I first met you, you were such a sweet thing. You meant everything to me. So I took you for my bride. But now all you want to do is sit around the house all day, paint your toenails, put potato chips in your hair, watch the color TV. Girl, you put my life in misery. And I think you better try to find another man. Find someone who loves you. Do the best that you can. Chicago. I was just out of town all the time on this other job I had, so I never could find them. Over here on drums, it's Angelo Varius. Standing next to Angie on bass here is Tom Pickles Pekarski. The guy we got hiding in the corner here, playing the piano and organ and penny whistle and the harmonica. He's gonna play some mandolin a little bit later on. This is Mr. Howard Levy. This
fella right here playing all guitar licks I'm supposed to be playing for you. This is Johnny Burns. And this is pretty good. I got a friend in Fremont. He sells used cars, you know. Well, he calls me up twice a year just to ask me how to go. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. I met a girl from Venus. Her insides were lined in gold. But she did what she did. Said, how was it, kid? She was politely told. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. But actually, everything is just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy. Sunlight makes me claim. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy's ever seen. Molly went to Arkansas. She got raped by Dobbin's dog. Well, she was doing good till she went in the woods and got pinned up against the law. Pretty good, not bad, she can't complain. Because actually, all them dogs are just about the same. Moonlight makes me dizzy. Sunlight makes me clean. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy's ever seen. Sunlight makes me clean. Your light is the sweetest thing that this boy has ever seen. I heard Allah and Buddha were singing at the Savior's feast. Went up in the sky, an Arabian rabbi made Quaker oaths to a priest. Pretty good, not bad, they can't complain. Because actually, all of God's truth about the same. Pretty good, not bad, I can't complain. Because actually, everything is just about. Actually, everything is just about. Actually, everything is just about the same.
This here is the title song from my new record, and I was out doing about 900 interviews today, and they all kept going, well, what is a bruised orange? So I don't really know, but they asked me for a name for the record, so I call it Bruised Orange. But ever since I've called it that, I've got a million oranges from the record company, so I'm going to call my next record Storm Windows, because my new house needs storm windows. Thank you. Fritz and the Ice House. Come a hill or come valley, like a long ago Sunday, when I walked through the alley on a cool winter's morning to a church house just to shovel some snow. I heard sirens on the train tracks, how naked get neutered, and all the boys banded by a local commuter just from walking with his back turned to a train that was coming so slow.